It's that time of year again for the Czech film industry. The red carpet is about to come out for the Czech Lions, that is the top Czech film prize awarded by the Czech Film and Television Academy. But there have also been a series of higher-than-ordinary profile films of late, and some new directions taken in the industry. In the studio to talk over some of that, and to give us an idea of what's to come, I spoke to film critic and reporter Ilona Franskova, who has had a careful eye on the goings-on of the Czech film world for much of the last decade. She was one of the main writers for the popular Cinema Monthly, Premiere, and reports on film and culture for a wide range of publications in the country. I began by asking her what Czech films might soon be making a splash outside of the Czech Republic.
Czech movies with strong international release, you mean? Is that the... I'm not sure any of the movies from last year will get strong international release. Protector had a chance since it was nominated for an Oscar, but it didn't get it. So it is being released in the United States, but it won't get a wide release, and I'm really not sure it will achieve any major success. If we talk about like wide release, I'm really not sure there, but some of the Czech movies were seen and noticed in festivals, like Protector was, or small but very interesting Czech movie, The Ferrari Dino Girl, made by Jan Němec, which is a sort of experimental movie, but it's really special. It's like nothing you've seen, so it really stands out.
What can you tell me about that? What genre is it?
The Ferrari Dino Girl is a drama. It's an experimental piece by Jan Němec, who's a renowned Czech director from the new Czech Wave. And he made a very personal story about the Russian invasion in August 1968. He got this... this exceptional footage that he shot himself during the invasion, and he smuggled this footage to Austria, and we follow this his story, and then we see the 16-minute unique footage that he got.
Back to Protector and Three Seasons in Hell. Those were two films that got really a lot of pre-release attention, more than I think usually happens, or seems to be the case to me at least. And also with Walking Too Fast, that was a small budget production that there was a lot of talk about. Is there new promotional methods here that are being used, or does it just seem like that to me, or were the films actually good enough to grab attention on their own?
I think all these movies are very good. But there is a reason that why these movies got some special attention. For instance, Protector got an extraordinary support from the Czech Film Fund. 2 years ago, it got like 12 million crowns, and there was a lot of talks about that because it was really something extraordinary, and it's been developed for like 2 years. And which is normal for a movie of that size, because it's a war drama, it's an interesting story. People talked about it, and every time they reminded us that it got this 12 million state support, and that it's about this interesting topic. So people talked about it, and with Three Seasons in Hell. It was made by a renowned Czech commercials director, and I assume he made sure it got promoted very well, so you could see posters all around town, and which doesn't happen so often, because usually the distributors or the producers don't invest money in marketing. They just don't.
And so is Protector the obvious choice for a Czech Lion winner then?
It's really hard to say, because the three movies nominated for the Best Movie Award, or the Best Screenplay, or the Best Directors are all very strong. And it's Protector, Three Seasons in Hell, and Kawasaki's Rose. And it's really hard to tell which one the Academy will prefer. You know, these three films got the most nominations of all 34 Czech movies that were really released here last year. And the chances are the votes will just spread among them. So it's really hard to tell. And also in other categories, it is quite likely that they will prefer the least favorite movies, just to prove that they have seen them.
And so would you say in any category that there's a sure bet?
No. Sorry.
Okay, one more thing about Protector. Why do you think it didn't get nominated for an Academy Award? Do you think it was just, it wasn't strong enough film, or was it not the right year for it?
I would say that Protector is an exceptional movie within the Czech context. It really is. It's very good, great acting. It's just great overall. But it obviously isn't that special in the world cinema context. And the fact that it's set in the World War II is just not enough. Although it's quite interesting that most of the Czech films nominated for an Oscar are set in the World War II. Like The Shop on Main Street, which is a Slovak movie, or Closely Watched Trains, or Divided We Fall, which was nominated for an Oscar, or Želary, which was also nominated. The only exception is Skolia, which is set during the end of 80s and beginning of 90s.
And talking about the year to come, how do you see the global depression playing out on the Czech film industry? What kind of impact has it already had, and how do you see the prospects for the next year?
I don't think you can see the impact yet, because these movies have been developed for a couple of years, so their budgets are already or mostly covered already, so were covered before the economic crisis. So we can look forward to movies that were not affected by that, like the two documentaries, Katka by Helena Třeštíková, about a drug addict. It's going to be a very strong story. Or Oko nad Prahou, which is a documentary about Jan Kaplický and his library, by Olga Špátová. And there are also movies by Jan Svěrák and Alice Nellis, which are like big names in Czech Republic. And their movies are also going to be released this year, so we can look forward to that.
Okay, last question is entirely for myself to satisfy my own curiosity. When is there finally going to be a really good Czech sci-fi?
There is no tradition for genre movies in Czech cinema. We mostly make comedies or comedy/dramas. So
there's no hope of that tradition ending this year or in some coming year.
I really wouldn't keep my hopes high.